We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming to the program an actor, director, and author. You know her from films like Speak No Evil, The Competition. She directed, among others, her mom in After Emma, the upcoming Spoiled Milk, and she's the author of a wonderful new memoir entitled Eat, Pray, I'll use the initials FML. We're happy to have Gabrielle Stone with us. Gabrielle, thanks for being with us.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Love the book so much. It's a rare combination. Your book is laugh out loud funny and heartbreaking and uplifting all at the same time.
Well, thank you. That's what I was going through, so I'm glad it translated.
Well, all of this began with an incredible stretch of awful for you in your personal life. Can you kind of lay the groundwork for the story that you tell in your book?
Yes, definitely. So in 2017, I was married for almost 2 years and found out my husband was having an affair with a 19-year-old for 6 months, filed for divorce, left. Shortly after that, I met a man and we fell madly in love with each other. Had a whirlwind romance, and he convinced me to join him on a month-long trip to Italy. 48 hours before we were getting on a plane, he told me he needed to go by himself, and I was devastated, but had a decision to make, and that was either stay at home and be heartbroken or go travel Europe for a month by myself. So I took a backpack and did 6 countries over the span of a month by myself and wrote a book about it.
And is it safe to say that decision was a life-changing experience for you?
It is very safe to say that decision changed not only the career path that I shifted onto, but taught me so much about myself and really changed me into becoming the woman that I am today.
And I'm sure you've thought how different your life might be if you just said, well, I'll stay home. I won't make the trip.
You know, I can't imagine if I would, A, still be married, B, wouldn't have gone on the trip. There's been so many things that happened, like a domino effect that led me to where I'm at now, and I can't imagine making any different choices.
You learned so much about yourself on the trip. I love the way the book is organized, too, and it's very much like reading your personal diary, and as I understand this, you wrote this in real time.
I did. So all the ridiculous stuff that was happening to me when I found out I was taking this trip by myself instead of with a boyfriend, I decided I was going to write about it, and I bought a leather-bound journal and took it on my trip with me. I started it the first day I landed in London and wrote about 3/4 of it while I was on my trip in my leather-bound journal.
Now, we've had your mom, the wonderful actress Dee Wallace, on the show, and she is an absolute dynamo. We talked with her about the work she does as a healer as well, and she was helpful to you, but you also found your own way of processing things. Can you talk a little bit about what you call in the book the thought onion?
Yeah, so the thought onion is kind of my technique, how you can look at your thoughts you're having and the reactions that you're having because of your thoughts and try and kind of dig deeper and figure out why you may be having those so you can readjust them in the future. And you look at it like an onion. The first thought or the first layer is the superficial thought, which is the initial thought that your brain has when you react to something. When you dig deeper, it's the second layer is the authentic thought. And that's really kind of what's underneath that first superficial thought, the belief that might be causing that first thought. And then at the core is the subconscious thought, and that's really where, like, the meat and potatoes are and where the subconscious deep beliefs are that are really running your life without you even knowing it. And when you get to something on that level, then you can adjust it and heal it and move forward so it doesn't run your life anymore.
We're talking with Gabrielle Stone here on Downtown. Her book is Eat, Pray, FML. When these two relationships went aground for you, was your first inclination to look for something inside yourself that you did wrong?
You know what? No. I think that with my marriage, I took responsibility for what my part in it was, but ultimately, you know, it was on him to stray and go cheat. I was doing everything I could to make that work. So I don't hold any guilt around it, nor did I when it happened. And as far as the man after that, you know, kind of broke my heart before Europe, I think that I know that it came into my life for a very specific reason. He and the situation taught me incredibly invaluable lessons. And it really sent me on this life-altering journey that I now am able to share with women and men around the world and help them kind of relate and connect and heal themselves as well.
Now, on your trip, Javier, the gentleman who was going to go with you, then appeared, and you got together, more ways than one, and made your peace with the situation.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, it was kind of a roller coaster throughout the whole journey on, am I going to see him, am I not going to see him? But by the end, I had to do what was going to give my heart the most closure and the most peace and really kind of make my own mistakes and figure it out for myself. And so I chose to take that risk.
And one of the chapters in the book is all about choosing to step off that roller coaster. How important is it for people to empower themselves by doing that?
I think it's the most important. Unfortunately, in our world, we're sometimes caught up in the drama and feel this need to continue when something's not good for us and has been proven to not be good for us. So being able to choose to not only recognize that and then make the decision to either walk away from it or stop whatever you're in is really, you know, the highest form of taking care of yourself.
You lost your father at a very young age, and you talk about that a lot in the book. How did that impact your relationship with men?
I think from the very beginning, you know, I lost my dad when I was 6, and that ingrained a fear of abandonment in me, definitely with men. And then I also lost my high school sweetheart when I was 18. And I think I had a pattern throughout my whole life in fear that men were going to abandon me. And then, you know, with my ex-husband doing what he did and being left 48 hours before I got on a plane to Europe, they were all kind of ripping open that old wound. And it wasn't until I went on this trip and really learned how to love myself that I was able to heal those old abandonment wounds and prevent them ultimately from coming up in future relationships.
And I have to think, I mean, as a man, it was empowering for me to read this. And I would think for a woman, for anybody, this notion of really taking control of your life. And sometimes when we are in relationships, we give up part of that control. But for a relationship to work out well, you can't do that.
Right. No, absolutely. And sometimes it's the learning process. And we all have our different paths and take our different ways. But if people can read this and relate to it and kind of feel less alone through reading my ridiculous journey, then I've done my job.
What's the best thing you learned about yourself?
I think the best thing I learned about myself was just how strong I am, and that I can really accomplish anything that I put my mind to, and how important it is to love myself. The fact that I was able to go and learn that and put it into practice. And now the fact that I can share it with all these people around the world is really, that's the greatest gift in all of it.
How many people have you heard from that crop up in your story, and what's their reaction been to being part of your tale?
You know, I'm in touch with a lot of the people that I met on my trip. And everyone is really supportive, and most people think it's super fun. And I can't tell you what my ex-husband thinks of it, and I hope I never hear what he does feel. Javier and his whole family were very supportive. They all signed releases for me, so they were incredible in allowing me to feel like I could tell my story truthfully and openly. And it's been a really incredible journey, and to be able to stay in touch with a lot of the people I met through this medium has been really cool.
And as somebody who, when I go on a trip, I overplan. My OCD comes through. But the notion that you did this with a backpack and no real itinerary, how freeing was that in the long run for you?
Well, in the long run, it was incredibly freeing. And now I choose to go travel that way. At first, I'm like you, so it was complete and utter panic of being in a different country across the world and not having any plans. But it ended up being one of the most freeing experiences and the best way to travel.
Well, the book is absolutely delightful. And we mentioned Spilled Milk. Can you tell us anything about that and when we might see it?
It's very, very early stages, and it's based on a best-selling novel by Kelly Randis that's on Amazon as well, and it's a really incredible, powerful story, and we're working on hopefully bringing it to the screen.
Well, the book is absolutely terrific. It's a wonderful guide for anybody who wants to help take control of their life and choose a different path than the one that maybe you've been handed by life. It's called Eat, Pray, FML. Gabrielle Stone, been a delight to talk with you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad you liked it.